How's it, and aloha, it's your girl, Saha Kehau Paulo from Holistic.com. I'm an unorthodox mother of four, astral lifestyle coach, and certified metaphysical practitioner, specializing in modern sidereal astrology, energy medicine, and tarot, and I'll be your host here on her podcast. I'll be talking about everything from metaphysics to motherhood, where you can get the dirt on the moon, daily devotions, practical tips for your spiritual business, and learn about all things esoteric and occult in a down-to-earth, no-bullshit, modern way that you can actually apply to your life. I'll also be using this as a healthy outlet to vent about real-life situations of a work-from-home mom trying to make ends meet in Sin City. Welcome to episode number 24, which is going to be called Untitled because I've been trying to think of a name for this all day and I don't know. I can't think of one, so we're not going to have a title. So, it's 5:50 p.m. and I still have no idea what I'm going to call this, so I'm just going to post it. Before we get into today's episode, I want to let you guys know that I'm going to be doing something different, and it's going to be called Ask Anything Thursdays instead of Third Eye Theory Thursday, whatever the fuck I was calling it. I just feel like this might be funner and maybe something that you guys are a little bit more interested in, because then you guys are able to be interactive. But what I'm going to be doing is using my pendulum to answer questions. So if you guys have questions, you can call into the station and ask your question. If you want it anonymous, you can just be anonymous, or you can leave your handle either on Instagram or Twitter, and then I can link it to you, because I'll know who it's from. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine as well too. You'll just have to tune into the podcast and make sure that you listen so that you can hear the answer to your question. So that's pretty much how I'm going to be doing that. So I'm going to be posting this now today, Monday, and so that you guys know every Thursday I'm just going to collect a bunch of questions from Instagram, call-ins. I recommend doing the call-ins because I feel like that'll be a little bit more fun, and my Twitter. And so I'll be answering all of those questions with the pendulum live on the show. So that'll be Thursday. So make sure you get your questions ready to go. If it comes in after I record the episode, then it will be, I will have to write it down and save it for the following week. So just keep that in mind. So it's like right now is the time to call in early now. So anyways, that's the first thing that I wanted to tell you guys. And the second thing was, shoot, I already forgot. How's it going, you guys? So this weekend, Mercury went retrograde, and I'm driving right now, and oh my god, I'm behind a cement truck and there's all this shit flying off. Anyway, whoa. Did you see that van guy? He was going this way and then he went over. Oh, never mind. Anyway, so yeah, driving, you know, trips, flying, any type of transportation stuff, that's all ruled by Mercury, because he's a messenger of the gods, right? So he has to travel, yeah, to deliver his messages. So when Mercury's in retrograde, it can kind of cause delays or mix-ups in regards to all things that are ruled by Mercury. So messages, right? Because he's the messenger of the gods. Travel. Even now we use technology to communicate. So communication is another thing. So you can expect that type of stuff with the Mercury retrograde. I don't know if I talked about this in a past episode or whatever, but just in case. So anyways, if you guys don't listen to all my episodes, you know what I mean? So yeah, we went on a short trip this weekend to go and pick up my kids, because the heathens and my oldest son were staying with my parents. They're, you know, visiting, and my parents live out of state. So they were visiting with them because it's summertime. And so now they're back. So yeah, we went to go pick them up. And let me tell you what, holy shit, weird shit. So Kamei went to work Saturday. That fucker made like over 60 hours this week. But so he worked on Saturday, even though we were going to go pick them up on Saturday, or like head to Utah on Saturday. So he went to work for like a little bit, like half the day. And then when he was driving home from work, he said the AC started acting up and it wouldn't, it was like the heater was on the window or something. And no matter what he pushed on the settings, it wouldn't change it to be the AC. So I was like, great. It's like 100 degree weather here in Vegas. And we got to drive in the car with no AC all the way to Utah for like, what, 6-7 hours, right? So I was like, well, oh well, you know, I don't know how to fix it, whatever. Maybe my sister can look at it, because my sister fixed cars. So, and she lives in Utah, and that's where we're going. So we head out, fucking hot. We're driving, we get to like maybe Arizona, and it's like a little before you're gonna enter into this canyon area. And there's traffic, like stop, full on stop traffic. And I'm like, fuck, what the hell? So we're sitting in the hot sun in the fucking desert, like literal desert, and just burning up. Like I was just dying. So Committee turns on the AC to try and like see if he can do something. So he starts messing with stuff. And then the air starts blowing out like where it's supposed to now, instead of just to the window. And then, like, the front windshield area, it's like the defroster or something was on. So, finally, he triggers something, and then it starts blowing air out where it's supposed to. But my side is, like, fucking hot fucking air. His side was cool. And I'm like, what the hell? And the air that it was blowing out was hotter than the air that was blowing outside the window, okay? That's how freaking hot the air was in the car. So, then I'm like, okay, well, let's just try and do that. So, I make the vent closed, right? I closed the vent, but the thing is still blowing on my feet, so my feet are burning. So like I sit crisscross applesauce in the chair, but it's not helping. Like the cool air is not cold enough, like the hot air is just overtaking it. So I'm like, I cannot do this, I'm dying, you know, a lot of stuff. So we just turn it off and just deal with the air outside, since the air outside is actually cooler than the hot air that was blowing in the car. So anyways, that happened. That delayed us maybe a half an hour or something. So we were driving for, I don't know, maybe like 6.5 hours instead of like 6, maybe closer to 7 or something. So that was all right. But when we got to my mom's house, I was like feeling disgusting. I like had to shower even though I just showered right before we left. Like I felt yuck. So anyways, I took a shower and holy shit, my mom has soft water at her house and it's so nice. I don't know. If you live in Hawaii, you probably don't know what hard water, soft water is. And so I think it's a mainland thing. I don't know. I never heard of that when I lived in Hawaii. But anyways, it makes all the fucking difference in the world, man. But anyways, the next morning, right, my dad and my sister wake up super early. They go outside and to look at the car and stuff. And the car is fine. It's blowing AC like normal. Like nothing was wrong. I was like, really, Mercury? And that he's a trickster. He's a trickster god too. He's kind of, yeah. So anyways, of course, right? That can happen. And it's fine. Like nothing's wrong. And it's even working right now. It's Monday now. And it's about 10 a.m. And yeah, it's perfectly fine. But so yeah, it was perfectly fine. And nothing was wrong with it. And I was like, this is so stupid. But I guess there's a lesson there. I don't know what the lesson is, but whatever. Maybe that's to not brag or something, to humble myself, because I was talking about on social media how, you know, I don't let Mercury retrograde keep me from doing what I need to do. A lot of people are like scared to launch, you know, business projects or launch classes or, you know, just start new things, like start workout regimens. They're afraid to move. They're afraid to travel, you know, all this kind of stuff. But to me, I'm like, fuck Mercury, bro. Like, I'm just going to do whatever I need to do. I don't let, you know, some planet in the sky dictate my life. Even though I do love astrology and it helps me to understand people so I don't go off on them and cope with situations that I've been through or whatever, I'm still not going to allow it to dictate. I'm going to use my own, you know, thought processes to, you know, do whatever the fuck, right? So anyway, I was basically tweeting about that and like, I traveled, I drove a fucking, 13-foot, I don't know, maybe it was bigger, moving truck all by myself without committee, packed up the truck with all our shit in Utah, had my son Kingston and my dog and my son's rabbit, and I drove all the way to Las Vegas. So I had to drive through Arizona, part of Arizona and Nevada to get here, and I did that all on my own. During a Mercury retrograde, and we still live in the same house, because they say anything that you start doing Mercury retrograde is going to be a temporary situation. So, you know, it's not going to last the Mercury retrograde. Like, it basically, as soon as Mercury gets out of retrograde and out of the shadow, the post-shadow phase, it's like that thing that you started during the retrograde is going to end. But I've been living in this house the whole time, like over 2 years, I believe. Three years in April, because we moved in April 2017. So anyways, we've been living in that house over 2 years, and I moved during a Mercury retrograde. So I basically was tweeting about that and saying, you know, don't let that shit keep you from doing what you want to do. Because a lot of like astrologers, like mostly Western astrologers, I hate how they fear monger people and they like do all this hoopty shit, like, oh, don't start new things, don't do this, don't sign contracts, fuck off, I'm signing on lease, okay? Like, you know what I mean? Just, it's like, shut the fuck up. So do what you feel. If it feels right to you, and if you are prepared, you, like we changed our tires, oil change, like whatever, balanced and front end alignment, all this kind of shit, because I knew I was gonna travel. So as long as you prepare yourself and you feel ready to do what you're gonna do, fuck if it's a Mercury retrograde or not, go and do it. So I kind of feel like maybe that's Mercury's way of saying, oh, you fucking big mouth, let me fuck with you and fuck up your AC for no fucking reason. I don't know, right? Whatever. But anyway, so that was our weekend. We drove and we picked up the kids and then we came back and now they're here. So we got back last night. Oh my God. And the drive back, we got stuck in traffic on the way back for like almost 2 hours. So the drive is already 6 hours, right? So yeah, we were delayed maybe like, I don't know, we were supposed to be home by 4 o'clock Las Vegas time, but we didn't get home until like 5:40 something, I think it was. So yeah, it fucking delayed us big time. Mercury retrograde delay, right? But anyways, whatever. I was like, you know what, let's just make the best of this. Even though it sucks, at least we have the AC. And we just kind of played games. Like, what was the game we played? What was it called? Oh yeah, I Spy. Yeah, we played I Spy. Excuse me. I said I wasn't gonna say excuse me for burping on my podcast. I don't know if you guys read my tweets, because there was this chick now. You know how everybody's like doing dumb shit, like licking ice cream in the grocery store and putting mouthwash in their mouth and spitting it out. I talked about this on past episodes. Well, this girl went and made a video of herself burping on stuff, and I guess she's known as like this burp queen on YouTube or something. Tell me why the fuck she burps and it sounds like a fucking, I don't know, like a grown-ass man lives in her fucking stomach and is helping her burp or something. It's so disgusting. Like, her burps make me want to dry heave. Like, I don't know how come her girlfriend is over there in the video in the background not like grossing out. Like, I don't know, it's just her burps are really disgusting sounding. But anyway, what was I saying? Why did I bring that up? Oh yeah, so I tweeted about it and I was saying I'm not gonna apologize for my burps. My burps aren't even that offensive, man. Honestly, when I heard hers, I was like, oh shit, is that what people's burps sound like? Okay, I shouldn't apologize for mine anymore, because mine isn't that bad. Your burps are high pitch, bro. Her burps sound fucking nasty. Like, she's about to like burp, like barf or something. It's gross. Anyway, so that's our weekend, but we're gonna get into all the other stuff, like daily devotions and the Mahina report and all that good shit. So stay tuned. What's up, guys? Okay, we're gonna do the Mahina report, and this is gonna be for July 8, 2019, when the moon is in Virgo still. Okay, so we already talked about Virgo moon yesterday, and we're gonna focus more on the moon day for today, which will begin at 12:07 p.m. Pacific time, and it will end at 1:13 tomorrow, July 11th. Okay, you have to remember, the moon doesn't rise and set like the sun, so it's going to be different. So now, right now, you're going to start feeling, you know, two energies, the previous moon day and the current. So this is a magic wand day.
Yesterday was the cloud day, right? I told you it was a lucky day. Listen to your intuition. Do pranayama, breathing techniques, right? Cloud. Magic wand is all about mantras, prayers, verbal magic, working with the elements of nature, fire, you know, air, all of that, right? Earth and water. And what I like to do on this day, the magic wand day, is, I mean, you could do this any day you want, but I like to charge my water using like affirmation. So, you know, talking to your water, I know it sounds really, really crazy, but talking to your water, what I do is I don't talk to my water. I just sing to it. I sing Om. There's a song. It's like Om. I can't sing for shit, but I do it anyway. And it, okay, so it goes Om, 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 Om. I feel so stupid. And then so you sing that. Well, that's what I do, okay? I'll sing that while I'm staring in my hydro flask. I know it sounds really crazy, but what you're doing is you're infusing your water with good energy, and it changes the structure, the molecular structure and the energy of the water. And it's good to do this with water that has been sitting, okay? You don't want to do this with water that has just come straight out of your tap or something like that through a filter and all that stuff. This is water that has been sitting. So if you have like one of those Primo water dispensers or whatever, where you have to like go fill up your water and then it sits in your kitchen, you know, in those big like 5 gallon containers or whatever, that's good because it gives the water time to rest, because the water is like traveling right through all these pipes and filters and it's doing all this stuff and it changes the molecular structure. It kind of stresses it out if you really, I mean, just to make you understand like what it does, okay, to it. There's a lot going on to the water, and it's almost like it stresses the water out, and then you are what you consume. So then it has you feeling like that, like all over the place, scattered, like, oh my God, there's so much going on, right? So it's good to let your water rest, okay? So what you can do is you can fill your you know, a bottle of water, your hydro flask or whatever you use. Put it in a pitcher and put it in your fridge if you like cold water. If not, leave it out if you're down for like, you know, room temperature or whatever. And yeah, let it rest. And then, you know, do whatever you need to do. And then tomorrow it'll be ready for you. And then you just charge it. You can also do like Reiki symbols if that's something that you're into. And draw it on your water bottle with your finger, or you can even actually draw it. Like if you have like a plastic water bottle or something like that that you're gonna throw away, you could just draw it on there with like a marker, you know, like a permanent marker or something, to also infuse it with that energy. So yeah, okay. Anyway, let's get back to the Mahina report. Sorry, I just made this all about water, but water is gonna be really, really important, and utilizing those mantras and you know, infuse your water, okay, tomorrow. So anyways, or today actually, because I'm recording this the day before. Another thing with today is that pretty much whatever you say will be your truth. So you want to make sure that you are speaking to yourself in your mind and saying things out loud, because words are spell. I tweeted this the other day. Words are spells. So the things that you say will come to life, I guess you could say. So what you speak is really important. Be mindful of the things that you are saying. So if you're like, oh, I'm fat, or I'm this, I'm never going to get a job, you know, all those things, that is going to be your truth. And it's much, that's always the truth. Like that's always how things are, with universal laws and shit like that. But it's especially strong, I guess you could say, on this particular day with the magic wand, okay? Now, things that you want to do is, again, be careful of what you're saying. That's a precaution. You want to make sure that you are not lying, no gossiping, don't engage in idle chatter, you know, just like empty conversations that really don't lead anywhere. You don't want to give empty promises to people. You don't want to be, you know, the things that you want, that you say, they should not be meaningless things and just like random ass shit. Like, be very mindful of the things that you are saying to others or even yourself. Make sure that you take care of the lungs too on a magic wand day as well. And that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's it. And then you've got the Virgo energy still with that. So again, you know, it's all about the perfection. So if you're going to be, you know, focusing on the perfection, focus on making sure that the things that you say are what you really want out there, even on social media, you know, on Twitter. Like, I'm going to have to be especially careful tomorrow with the things that I say because, oh my God, I'm horrible on Twitter. Anyway, I just get triggered. I get triggered. I see all kinds of fuckery and I'm like, oh my God. Like the other day I saw these girls in like, I don't know, it looked like a video game arcade and they're like trying to be all sexy and stuff. And I'm just like, and they're like hot girl summer or something. And so many people were praising them and I'm like, okay, yeah, you guys are really, really adorable. Like they're super cute girls. Okay. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they're ugly, but it's like, are you guys picking up little kids or something? Like, what are you doing at the fucking arcade dressed like that? I saw somebody's side boob a little bit. Like, come on. If I was at the arcade and I seen these girls doing all this kind of stuff and posing like that on the video game stuff, like with the motorcycle, you know, where you play the motor, like, I'd be like, what the hell? I don't want my little, like, soon to be third grader and fourth grader to be looking at these bitches. Like, do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know. I just have, like, go somewhere else and do that. I don't know. So I said something to them, like, are you guys trying to pick up like elementary kids? Like, I don't know. I was just like really confused by that. So anyways, I'm horrible on Twitter. So tomorrow I'm gonna have to be like super, super mindful on the things that I'm saying. And I'm like, so you know, today, even though I'm saying tomorrow, but for today, Monday, speak less, post less on social media. Maybe do more, maybe just unplug, girl. Unplug. Maybe that's what I gotta do. Unplug. And just, you know, focus on manifesting the things that I really do want to come to fruition in my life. Speaking them into existence. Yeah. And not allowing my mind to get distracted, right, by social media and the things that trigger me. But putting my mind toward, you know, focusing my mind towards the things that I do want in my life, right? So yeah, it might be a good idea for me to just unplug, but I don't think that's gonna happen. I'll probably just like pop on, and as soon as something triggers me, I think I might run away. So anyways, yeah, that's the Mahina report for today. So stay tuned because we're gonna do our daily devotions right after this. Okay, I gotta calm my energy down right now. We're gonna get into our daily devotions. We are doing It's Time to Reset 7-day devotional, and this is day 5 already, guys. And this one is called Be Holy. And it says, as much as we are to grow in the understanding of God's love for us, we must also be in pursuit of holiness. To be holy means to set apart or separate from sin and evil. Look at that. I do need to unplug from Twitter. Holiness is not a message we hear often these days, but it's an essential part of our walk with God. Without holiness, we are unable to see God. We are made holy through the finished work of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Hebrews 10:10. However, we are also called to live a life that is holy. So God calls us holy, but still commands us to be holy. Our ability to be holy is not a way to earn salvation, because salvation is a gift from God, which we receive by faith. Ephesians 2:8. Holiness has to be continuously followed, but on and lived out in our daily lives. Whatever. That was a weird sentence. Holiness has to be continuously followed, put on, and lived out in our daily lives. Oh, there it is. It is a work of God in us through the Holy Spirit that enables us to demonstrate holiness outwardly. For God is working in you, giving you the desire and the power to do what pleases him. Philippians 2:13. Ephesians 4:24 encourages us to put on our new self. This involves effort and choice. Ooh, damn, did you hear that? I think we need to read that again. Ephesians 2:24 encourages us to put on our new self. This involves effort and choice. Yes, we are still vulnerable to sin. However, we also have to choose and make an effort not to sin because of our new nature in Christ. How much effort are you making to live a holy life? Damn, son. Damn, son. Look at that. I was just talking about being all nasty on Twitter, and look at this. Hold on, I need some water. Ooh, girl. That hit the spot. All right, let's do our prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you help us to live a life that is honorable to you. We ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the areas in our relationships, our character, our conversations that do not honor you, Lord. We ask the Holy Spirit to convict us of sin and lead us to truth. We ask you, Father, to work in you and in your spirit so that we may bear fruit of your spirit. Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, I suck at prayers. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, sorry. You know, I use the prayer points, right? So I'm just like, just going with it. I don't even know. Anyways, so what it said was, ask God to help you live a life that is honorable to him. Ask Holy Spirit to reveal the areas in your relationships, your character, your conversations that are not honoring the Father. Ask the Holy Spirit to convict you of sin and to lead you into all truth, and to ask God to work in you by way of his Spirit so that you can bear fruit of his Spirit. Okay, so that's what it said, just so you know. All right, so we're gonna go to Ephesians 1:4-7. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the beloved one. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of his grace. So basically, I think what this is saying is that, you know, when we fuck up, right? When we're sinning and shit, it's like God, or not God, Jesus, right? He died for our sins, right? So it's like, keep that in mind, right? And it also says that he chose us, right? He chose us to be holy. Because I guess he loves us, right? Or whatever. All right, next. 1 Peter 1:15-16. But as the one who called you is holy, you also are to be holy in your conduct. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. So because God is holy, he expects us to also be holy as well. I mean, we're going to sin, and he understands that. And that's why he's got Jesus Christ there, right? That's why that happened to him, to forgive us, right? Because he has grace and he loves us, right? So it's like just trying to be a better version of ourselves every single day, right? By being holy. Okay. 1 Peter 2:9-12. Yeah. This is going to be a little long. Ugh. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his possession, so that you may proclaim the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Dear friends, I urge you as strangers and exiles to abstain from sinful desires that wage war against the soul. Ooh. Conduct yourselves honorably among the Gentiles, so that when they slander you as evildoers, they will observe your good works and will glorify God on the day he visits. So basically, we need to be an example, right, to the people around us or the people in our lives, whether they like us or not, right? And just do good, basically. That's what that's saying to me. Yeah, that's what I'm getting from that. Okay. First theologians, I don't know how to say these. Theolonians, Thessalonians. 4:3-5. For this is God's will, your sanctification, that you keep away from sexual immortality, that each of you knows how to control his own body in holiness and honor, not with lustful passions like the Gentiles who don't know God. So it's basically the same thing, but it's talking about, you know, our desires, right? Being in control. Ephesians 4:24. And to put on the new self, the one created according to God's likeness in righteousness and purity of truth. Because, you know, they say that, you know, we are, it's like, we're a reflection of God, right? I guess, is that what it is? So it's like, because he's holy, it's like we need to practice the same thing, right? Because we are like him. And to me, like, it's like we're all one, right? Holy, like whole, like W-H, right? Not just H, right? O-L-Y. You get what I'm saying? So it's like we're all one. We're whole. We're as one. Romans 6:22-23. But now, since you have been set free from sin and have become enslaved to God, you have your fruit, which results in sanctification, and the outcome is eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So basically, I think what this is saying is that Jesus, right, he died for our sins and things like that. So it's like we kind of are set free from the sins that you know, we do because of Jesus. And usually, right, you die, basically. Like, Jesus would just murder your ass when you get out of line. But, you know, now because, you know, Jesus Christ died for our sins, it's like a gift that he gave to us. So basically, I think this goes along with what I was talking about in the last segment, where I'm like, okay, so we need to watch the things that we're saying. My ass needs to stay the fuck off of Twitter. Yeah. And I need to be careful, be mindful of what am I projecting outward and how I'm carrying myself. Remembering that the things that I say and the things that I put on social media is a part of my legacy, right? And I need to be mindful of that. Okay, great. Wonderful message. Very relevant to today's episode. Yay.
If you enjoyed this episode, share it with your WCW who doesn't even know you exist, your neighbor with the yappy dog, your Facebook friends that consist of family you hate and people you don't really know from your high school. Make sure you follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and newagebootycall.com.
So I want to tie everything together, right? With the devotion of, you know, being holy, paying attention to the things that you are saying, which leads to the things that you are doing, almost, right? If you're the type that says what you're gonna do. So that's what we need to focus on, right? Today. Pretty much being mindful, being present, and paying attention, you know, to what it is that you are almost projecting, maybe. I don't know if that's the right word I want to use right now. It doesn't feel right. But what are you projecting outwardly, right? What's the legacy that you're leaving behind? Are you happy with the things that you are saying and what you're doing? Not so much to care about what people are thinking about so that you're paranoid and worrying all the time about your reputation, right? But more so, do you feel good about what you are exerting, your vibe, yeah? Because we're like walking little Wi-Fi signals, and we're putting out our energy everywhere we go, yeah? That's why some people, when they walk into a room, everybody's like, hey, because they're putting out this energy of, you know, happy, excitement, confidence, whatever. And then the people that are like with the hoodie, you know, and they're looking down at the ground, what are they putting out? The energy is, don't look at me, I'm hiding, pay me no mind, right? I'm nobody. And then you can, you know, shift. You can shift that energy. It's a choice. And change it to whatever it is that you want to be. An example would be one of my favorite podcasters right now and tweeters. Tweeter. My favorite person right now on social media is this guy named Andy. Guns, Roses, and Spirituality is his podcast. You can listen to it on Anchor. But he went from having this, you know, life where he was depressed, unhappy, you know, all this stuff. And then recently, you know, maybe in the past few months, maybe, I don't know when, but things have been shifting for him. You know, he feels confident. He had this awakening. He's sharing his spiritual journey on this podcast. It's freaking dope. And I love his tweets. And now it changed, right? So the energy that he is putting out, right? I'm sure he feels good about that. So anyways, that's pretty much to me what this podcast is about, is like, just, are you happy with the signals that you're putting out, whether it be through social media, the vibes that you give off, whatever it is, right? Typing, the things you say to people. Are you happy with that?